out to eat, right? Been to a banquet, eaten with others, seen movies where they eat together. When you hear the story, what do you do? What do you think about, and how does your heart feel? That you're too busy? So are you saying that you would have given an excuse and maybe missed the dinner? All right. Anybody too busy and would have missed the dinner if you're honest with yourself? Anybody go on vacation enough that they would miss the dinner? Oh, you go on cruises where they have really nice dinners. I see where we're going with this. Movies, TV shows, meals on the screen, anything strike your fancy? All I could think of when I hear this is a record that my mom used to play. We would go into the living room. Mom would put on the record. It was a 60s folk song. I cannot come to the banquet. Don't bother me now. No? I think it's Peter, Paul, and Mary. Oh, sure, you know those names. Am I right? One person in the room. All right, so that's what I think of. Anybody, can you remember the joy of being at a big banquet, maybe a wedding or a graduation or, all right, I'm starting to see some head shake, that you can remember having food, right? If you watch now in movies and TV shows, that's where the pace slows down. People, and if they're passing food around a table, there is a different feeling in the movie. If you could choose who you would invite and who you wouldn't invite and where you'd go, how many of you would take everybody you know on a cruise? I got a couple of takes. I knew I'd get a few on that. Do you remember family graduations? Family reunions, what you ate, where you ate? Some of those are the memories I have that I'm most intense about. I remember that on my mom's parents' 50th anniversary, we were in Michigan. It wasn't Traverse City. But the waiter came to the table, and we must have had 20 family members around the table. And he didn't bring a paper or a pencil. And he just went around the whole table. And you want that baked? You want that fried? You want that this? You want that that? And he did 20 orders, came out. They were absolutely perfect. It was unbelievable. I want you to think about the fact that God tells us the kingdom is like a dinner party. Because rarely do we let it be that. It's about, the kingdom is about who's in and who's out, and this says, yeah, just go keep inviting folks. There's going to be plenty of food. There's going to be plenty of party. Just keep inviting folks until we fill up all the seats. My sense is, every time I think of kingdom and heaven, I think of a place, a big building that has a room for me. And it's about a place, not about fellowship and connection. But meals are more like a sense of community. And this communal thing is just keep inviting folks. I don't have to know them. You don't have to test them to find out whether they're going to be good conversationalists or they're going to agree with what everybody else around the... Nope, just come. Does that change your reference a little bit? Best meal you ever had? Anybody? Some Thanksgiving meals. And it is about sitting around the table. All right, so everybody can recall a good Thanksgiving meal? Can everybody recall an interesting Thanksgiving meal where family showed up and you really wish some of them hadn't shown up? Next year, buy them oxen, and so they'll be busy. I want you to think about how important food is. After a service of celebration of somebody's life, we generally eat. It used to be in the early church that they gathered in somebody's house because there weren't churches. So the church, the big church in Philippi may have had 20 people. And they would come together and they would eat together. We have disconnected the wine and the bread from a meal that everybody sat down together and had community as well as communion. But in its earliest stages, you go to a friend's house and you hang out. So maybe it is that in order for us to get what the kingdom of light is like for us this day and age, we need to take some folks out to eat. Now, I want you to hear it this way, too. There are some folks in the world who have nothing to eat. And they hear this parable totally different. Because what we're inviting them into is, you finally are not starving. The people who are busy and doing well, they're wandering off doing their own thing. The people who show up at the meal are folks who need food. Not everybody is scheduling their next meal to be on a cruise line. Sorry to say. Right? So how do we let the kingdom of God appear? It's not McDonald's. And it may be cheese and crackers with a lot of friends. It doesn't seem to be about the food, but it does seem to be about communion and connection and community and fellowship. Does that fit together with some of the other parts of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven? I think we miss this piece a little bit too much. And I've decided that if Jesus is going to invite us to a big party, we ought to understand it as big party. In Matthew, it's a wedding feast. You didn't have a choice. When Jesus is telling the story, if somebody gets married, the entire town shows up at your house. That's what a wedding feast was. The entire town shows up. So if somebody's missing, it is saying something. And we have long fights about who we invite to wedding feasts, don't we? No, we can only do 120. When Carl and I got married, I was a pastor of a church, and so you got to be careful because everybody in the church would be glad to come. And we couldn't afford for everybody in the church to come. So we ended up having a service. We went out on to a little island out off Tarpon Springs and had a delightful little playful. The kids who were too young to really enjoy a service played in the water. And then we came back and we went to one of the best Greek restaurants in Tarpon Springs. And we just all ate and had the best time. Somebody in the church, we had gotten at a youth auction. We got somebody that made cakes to make a cake. It's an incredible meal I'll never forget. Yesterday, I was at a service for one of my peers. In 1984, in February, I think, four of us at Duke got in a car and we drove together with no air conditioning from Durham, North Carolina to Leesburg, Florida, where we were, the four of us, going to be interviewed for the Board of Ministry to find out whether we were going to make it past the first step in becoming ministers. And there were four of us in the car. One of the people in the car was Skip Parvin, who was at Duke with us. And his theme song on the way to the Board of Ministry was, Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want. And it became a joke for us. You can't always, and you know the next line in the song is, but you get what you need. And yesterday at his service, they popped up a slide of us having our meal at ordination. And I still had long blonde hair and a beard that wasn't gray. And I weighed about 128 pounds. And we were eating together and smiles everywhere. There's got to be meals that you remember, and I want that to be a hint to us about what the kingdom looks like. There are folks on our list of folks we don't want to invite. And there are other folks we'd be honored to have come to our party. And sometimes those folks we'd be honored to come are a little too busy. And sometimes we're the ones who are too busy. You don't get to sit in church and say, oh, those folks who aren't at church, they're the ones that aren't going to make it. Because the rest of the week, there are some times when we're too busy and we drive by on the other side of the street, right? So don't let go of that. The kingdom of God is like a banquet. And if folks won't come, we're going to keep inviting. And we're going to keep inviting. And Jesus keeps inviting. And there are plenty of folks who are in the church that don't invite folks to dinner. And there are other folks outside the church that invite folks all the time. The kingdom of God is like a dinner party. And we've got to invite folks who we think are not our first choice guests. Because Jesus says, keep going out and get them. Keep going out and get them. Keep going out and get them until every seat is full. And then Jesus says something that ought to make us all quake in our boots, those folks who are too busy to show up. Woe is them. Sometimes Peter is too busy to show up. It says if you buy land and you got to take care. Yeah, we recently bought, and I've been every waking moment doing flooring and painting and all kinds of stuff, and I feel too busy. We've got family in town, and I've got chores to do. Doesn't look good for Peter, does it? I have good days and bad days, just like you. How do we keep inviting? Some of you have got this gift of hospitality. All I could think about as I'm preparing this sermon about having a great party, I could think about Amy and Peggy and Cindy and some other folks who always know how to put out a wonderful spread. The kingdom of God is like that. The kingdom of God is like community hot meals. The kingdom of God is like fellowship hour. Don't just rush out. The kingdom of God is like the churches in Cuba getting together for a really big roast, and all the churches that are part of our, that we sponsor, all get together. Remember, you can't just look at this story from where you sit in this century. You have to also read it, reminding yourself that if it didn't rain the right amount or it rained too much in ancient Galilee, they were without food for a long, long time, and this would have sounded like a gift from God. Food? Banquet? Feast? Party? Sign me up. When I was growing up, people told me they didn't go to church because people who go to church can't have fun. And this story says, banquet, feast, party. Let's do it. I want to close with a story that I got to hear just this week. And I'm actually going to read it if you don't mind, because it's a long enough story and I want to make sure all the impact hits. A young adult member of our congregation started a Bible journaling group. It's specifically to make drawings in their Bible for what they're thinking and feeling while they're reading that particular passage. And they meet in her home once a month. This just recently happened in our church. Bible journaling is where you read a passage of Scripture, discuss it for content and application, and then you creatively express your response through a picture, a drawing, or journaling on that page in your Bible. It is a different way, a hands-on way to connect with God through Scripture. During the last Bible journaling night, we had 6 new people join us, of which 6 new people who are not, many of which who are not connected to a church, but desire to connect to God. We had our time, and we were packing up to leave when one new group member began to share her story, thanking the leader for the opportunity to reconnect to God. She shared that she was raised in a church, but when she was in youth group, when she was of youth group age, her family was asked to leave the church because they asked too many questions about the way that that particular church was handling the church finances. After that, her family never attended church again. And due to this negative experience, she turned away from the idea of God completely. When she had heard about this group from the leader she loved to draw, so she thought it could be at least a creative outlet in the midst of a very challenging college school year. She began tearing up as she explained that she didn't even own a Bible, and she stopped at the public library on her way to the group because she wasn't sure where to even buy a Bible to participate. Thankfully, one of the librarians was a Christian and happened to have a Bible she was holding on to for the right person who needed it. And she gave her that Bible. She shared that deeply connected her to God that night through the Bible journaling time and that she wished to explore her faith again. She has since sent the leader pictures of other Bible journaling drawings, so she's doing her homework, that she was doing on her own and plans to attend the group again monthly to grow in her faith. There are people out there who need to be invited to something different to reconnect to God. Some of us are too busy to join the party, but God keeps inviting. It turns out God invites us to build the kingdom here like in heaven, and He uses words like feast and banquet and party to hint at what the kingdom looks like. Sign me up. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, allow us to be those who also extend new invitations. Help us monitor our level of busyness. Help us be the kind of people who have a spare Bible just in case somebody needs one. Help us host dinner parties. Help us eat with gracious, thankful hearts, that every meal for us becomes thanksgiving. We love you, Lord. Help us love you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.